next two issues go together. He says, "Al tishmach liyad matas posav adom v'savad l'vakish v'zen hazeh." A person shouldn't rely on somebody supporting him. A person should go do work to be able to support himself. Then the Kufi Beis, he says, so if you're busy trying to make money, so there's a tendency that a person becomes very focused on money. So money becomes very important to him, to the point where it's more important to him than his own health. A person will try and not pay the taxes, go out at night time when it's not safe. The truth is, Kufi Gimel also really, Yaltitin, but the love for Kino, Shazahi Kela Roa, Shema Rafua. And the root of why sometimes somebody does Kufi Beis is because of Kufi Gimel. He says, the reason why he gets so focused on money is because he sees the other people. So you have a combination of a person understands the importance that the person needs to make a prognosis, the person needs to have prognosis to take care of himself. But the danger of that is the person comes very, very focused on finances and cheshbonos and money and calculations and this and that. And the more you're involved in that, the more that comes the focus of a person, so he starts making money into a purpose in itself. Having money is not a purpose. A person has to cry, a person has to be responsible, a person has to try and do what he can to make sure that he has what he's able to have his prognosis. And that's it. After that, money has no value. Money has a value because you're doing something very positive with it. A person is taking care of his prognosis. A person is helping other people. They say that Beruchim had the ha'ara. He's talking about the problem with communism. So he writes from a place, he says, the Baron is holding there in Terachim and Orishir, right? He says that the problem with not having ownership, so everybody's, you know, shali, nobody owns anything, everybody's, etc. So you don't own something, you can't do chesed with it. You can't be a giver. At the end of the day, what happens is a situation where nobody owns anything, everybody becomes takers. That's what the system deteriorated to. Everybody's busy trying to figure out how they can beat the system to get some money for themselves. Right? A person, and the tachlis of the bria is to be a giver. So the Bereshit created a phenomenal thing. A person is able to have money and do something very positive with it. So that the idea of a person who mechuyev to mevakesh b'zeh hasefer is because it's for the same reason. I take care. I have the purpose of having it is because I'm doing something positive. I'm taking care of myself, taking care of my family, taking care of other people. So it has a very, very important function. The problem is it becomes a purpose in itself. This is ha'ora that when a person goes into college, a person goes into the secular world, etc. One of the issues a person has to be aware of when you're in there is, you know, obviously there's certain points. What does a person have to be aware of when he goes into college? So there's certain points that are obvious. There's a certain amount of the atmosphere is not, you know, terrific. The direction between the team or the genders, the race, you know, etc. That's obvious. You don't need me to tell you that. That a freshman gets up and he says, "Topic courses." You don't need me to tell you that. People understand there's a problem. But the challenge is that they're selling you a lifestyle. They're selling you a value system. He says a person teaches literature in sixth grade. You know, it's part of what you're supposed to teach. A professor teaches literature in college. They believe that literature has a value. And you're not a isha sholem without literature. And if you don't have literature, we feel sorry for you. And you're going to be a better person because you have literature. And they believe in literature. And they, you know, and they're selling you a value system. A historian, a professor of history, he says, history has value. It's going to make you a better person, make the world a better place, and you must have it, and you don't have it. They're selling you a value system. Right? And they put it, you know, do I say it doesn't have value? Of course they say it has value, but I have priorities of what my value system. my value system, my priorities of the ability to be articulate, etc., has a value within the context of whatever it is. The understanding history, understanding that the person's mahalach and the bria has a value within a context. It doesn't come a value on its own. They're also telling you the value of money. And that comes across, especially if you're taking economics or accounting, etc., but it takes across in any class. But the avodah zarah of money, the money becomes a value in its own. And they're telling you money is important, and having money is important. I think there was a story once. I don't know why I fall for it. They have this offer, you can get an hour fee with a financial planner from American Express, I don't know what it was. And I can use a little bit of help with financial planning. So I say, I want to be able to work out that I should have enough money to pay for my kids going to school. I'm at yeshiva, but then say yeshiva, it's school, because that's the class that I have. He says, no, first you have to do is you have to worry about a retirement fund. He says, I want to worry about making sure that I'm doing what I'm required to do, make sure that I can cover my kids. He said, no, everybody has a retirement fund. I said, please don't give me your value system. So he spent an hour going back and forth, I ended up wasting my time totally. Basically, there was all heads of tips to tell you what he could do for me if I hire him from now on for 100 plus per hour, he'll do a lot of good things for me. That was the purpose of the whole thing. And we just can communicate. I said, my goal was I needed to feel that I was setting up a system where I could do what I need to be responsible about. Yeah, what'll be one day when I can't? I have to worry about that. We'll worry about that. But, if I can, I can. If I can't, I can't. That's a personal assessment. And after that, But the importance of the people have a lot of money, spend time thinking about money. People don't have a lot of money, spend time thinking about how much money they don't have, wishing they had money. The people in between are busy being jealous of both ends, All right, they get all the financial assistance, and they have a lot more money than me. It's everything about money. But at the end of the day, money becomes a goal in itself. Just don't do that. Just understand that it's a very chashuv zakh, a much more phenomenal thing that a person is able to be a giver and be prepared to go to Baruch Hu, that be the source and the achrayus and take care and do, and it's a phenomenal thing. At the same time, that's it. That's all it means. Stop there. And it has no value beyond that. Witursky has a horror. Says the fellow comes as he's a psychiatrist, he has psychologist help. So the fellow comes as a psychologist and he says, why are you here? He says, I don't know. So that's ridiculous. You came for reasons. My family said I had to come. So why did your family say you had to come? He says, I don't know. Well, what do they say? They said, they think I'm crazy. Why do they think you're crazy? I don't know. Well, what do they say? He says, they think I'm crazy because I love pancakes. So the psychologist says, that's ridiculous. I also love pancakes. He says, really? I have thousands stored in my attic. Come to my house. That's the story. But when you say you have dollars, you're considered normal. Why? It's the same thing. You're storing pancakes. You're storing dollars. It's the same thing. Why are you storing so much money? I just had a horror yesterday. Somebody was talking about I was talking to him about giving a muscle person has a lot of money. The guy had to. So I mentioned, Bill Gates. So somebody says, you're not the richest man anymore. I said, the richest man has nowadays? His name is Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is worth, I think, $67 billion, something like that. Warren Buffett really cares about the world. He established a fund to be able to help. He has no children. He established a fund. He's going to help the world. And when he and his wife both die, then the fund will start giving out money. That's my horror. He has a lot of pancakes. They're both there anyway. They can't do anything with it. But only when they both die will this fund start putting out money into the world. But he cares a lot about the world, he said. He lives in the same house he's lived in when he moved in. He lives in Omaha, Nebraska. Believe me, the real estate in Omaha, Nebraska is not high. Right? He lives in the same house he's lived in for the last 65 years. Mortgage free. Right? He has no expenses. But when he dies, then they will start putting out the fund, which they made based almost of all this money, will start going out to help the world. That's storing pancakes. So the rest, don't do that.